Sturdy Boers, dusky Hottentots, Gold Coast Negroes, Frenchmen, Spaniards, Portuguese stood in the warmth of the sunrise, watching the setting of this strange new star. And in 100 observatories, there had been suppressed excitement, rising almost to shouting pitch as the two remote bodies had rushed together and are hurrying to and fro to gather photographic apparatus and spectroscope and this appliance and that to record this novel, astonishing sight, the destruction of a world. For it was a world, a sister planet of our Earth, far greater than our Earth indeed, that had so suddenly flashed into flaming death. Neptune it was, had been struck, fairly and squarely, by the strange planet from outer space, and the heat of the concussion had incontinently turned two solid globes into one vast mass of incandescence. Round the world that day, 2 hours before the dawn, went the pallid great white star, fading only as it sank westwards and the sun mounted above it. Everywhere men marveled at it, but of all those who saw it, none could have marveled more.